Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. So we roll right into the phone calls. Talk to Sam in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
All right, I was out at a family reunion in East Texas this weekend.
Okay.
And on Saturday, after the family was done, we went out to a club that's kind of, this is in the middle of nowhere, so it's not like a real club, but Ian, I think you would have liked it. They didn't have a liquor license, but they kind of serve liquor and alcohol and beer and stuff anyway.
Really?
Just kind of under the table, yeah.
Do you have to know the club owner in order to do that, or they'll just do it to anybody that walks through the door?
Well, it's a small community, so the towns are, less than, I think, 10,000 people, mostly out in the area where our farm is.
Okay.
And it's also an all-black club. My brother and I were the only two white guys in there. There were some white girls, but that was it.
Interesting.
So they knew to suspect any white guys that are in the club.
We got there early, and we met Dante, the owner. So,
sure.
I mean, we didn't have any problems. I wasn't drinking, though. I choose safer alternatives. But my brother and his employee, Fred, were drinking quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're leaving the club, and we turn out onto the major farm road there to get going, and all of a sudden the police lights come on in the rearview mirror, and we're in my brother's big monster truck. And I've watched the video about how to roll up your windows and handle interactions with police, and mm-hmm. let me tell you, the one thing that's not in the video is, the best time to tell your friends how to handle a police interaction
is not right then.
Is not as the police are driving up and they're both pissed drunk and can't comprehend what you're saying.
Yeah, I bet that went poorly.
It went really poorly. So, as we pull over, I stopped this truck, and again, I don't know all the controls and everything, so I'm trying to figure it out. I'm rolling up the windows. I say, "You guys don't say anything. Let me do the talking." And officer walks up. "Can I see your license and registration?" "Sure. Here you go." Or license and insurance, Dave and Matt. He then says, "The reason I stopped you is because you didn't come to a complete stop at the stop sign back there."
Oh, jeez.
I said, "Okay." And then he goes, he looks up at my brother and his employee, Fred, and says, "I'm going to need y'all's IDs too."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "No, hold on, guys. Y'all don't have to show ID."
Ah.
And, but Fred's this black guy, and I don't think he's used to standing up to authority.
Right.
So, no, no, it's okay.
You're crazy.
I'll give him ID. Here you go, sir. I'm like, "Fred, put your ID away. Do not show him ID."
Mm.
And the cop said, "Son, get out of the truck right now."
Oh, boy. He's saying that to you.
Yes.
Yeah, of course he was.
So I opened the door, closed it behind me.
How dare you question his authority.
He goes, "Come around to the back of the truck with me." And so we go back to the bumper of the tailgate, and I'm standing there, and he gets right in my face, and he says, "Let me tell you something, boy. I'm going to get the ID of every goddamn person in that truck, and if you don't like it, we can solve that problem right here, right now."
What does that
What's
mean?
What's it going to be?
Well, is that a threat?
What happened?
Well, I was thinking, damn, if I had caught that on video, it would have been fantastic.
Oh,
but
man.
All I did was, I can't obviously challenge that because I don't know if he was talking about just taking me to jail.
Right.
Or
sure. Is he going to beat your butt right there and on the tail bed?
He was by himself. I don't know.
Right. What was he going to do? What was he threatening?
Well,
I'm not saying.
Right. I mean, we all know that it's very unlikely he was going to beat you down, though it's a possibility.
Yeah.
We all know that.
I don't know that it's very unlikely.
I would say it is. He was there with other guys, and it would have been totally. He was not going to take on all three dudes.
He wasn't going to take on all three dudes. Did you hear the guy in the truck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me give you. Forget about him, officer. Here's my ID.
I'm saying he's not going to beat all three guys, and it's very unlikely.
But he had me segregated away at the back of the truck, and
yeah,
they were both still inside the cab.
But we all know that they have a repertoire of charges that they can just level against anybody that they want to. So that might have been what he would have done, was just give you a disobedient or a disobeying an order or disobeying a police officer charge and take you to the pokey.
So I think what I responded with was just something like, "Look, the Supreme Court says that passengers in the car are not required to show ID." And, he wasn't hearing any of that.
He doesn't care about the Supreme Court. Supreme Court means nothing to him on a back road in the middle of the night in Texas.
Yep.
And see, Mark, how can you support a minimalist government that includes government police when they don't care about their own high courts and their own laws.
Well, in Mark's fantasy, Sam, in Mark's fantasy government world, all of the police will care about the Constitution. See?
Oh, okay. That's
I realize this system works poorly. I'm just, it's my imagination that the system that you propose is going to work far, far worse.
That's right. Freedom is going to be awful.
Okay, I'm not saying that it's going to be perfect, but Mark, do I have to keep paying for it?
Only if you want to not get your butt beaten by the tailpipe on the dark road in Texas in the middle of the night.
Apparently. So he calls the supervisor out. He has me go put my hands on the squad car, and he does a terry pat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's explains, this is for your safety and mine. I said, yeah, I understand you're doing a terry pat. I had my wallet and in one pocket, cell phone in the other. He tells me to empty my pockets, and I said, no, wait, I don't think that's part of the terry pat. He said, empty your pockets, boy.
Oh, boy.
So I took it out. He then proceeded to go through my wallet compartment by compartment.
Yeah, that's not the terry pat.
Nope, definitely not.
Exactly. Now, I think what I should have said there was, sir, I don't consent to any searches, and force him to remove it from my pocket.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah. But you did consent.
Maybe there was a police officer listening that can call in and explain that. I would love to know exactly what should have, the best way to handle that would have been.
Very good.
Let's see. So then he segregates me from my brother and his friend. And the supervisor was there at the back of the car watching me while he's questioning them and running their IDs and so forth. And so I start explaining to the supervisor. He's like, he was saying, well, we can't have no attitudes out here.
Yeah, we don't care what you got to say.
Do what?
They don't care what you have to say at that point.
Yeah, well, he actually, he listened. I said, look, I was explaining what the high courts, what the Supreme Court has said about stops like this. And I was telling the other passengers in my vehicle what their rights were. Is that against the law? And he said, no. I said, okay, well, the other officer pulled me out of the car, brought me back here, and threatened to put me in jail for doing exactly that. I don't think that's right, sir.
Yeah, it sounded to me like the cop was the one with the attitude.
Yeah, no, this is his supervisor that I'm talking to in the back.
Right.
And the other one, yeah. I'll explain why if we get to the end. So I went through that. Eventually, Fred, my brother's employee, comes back because he was done with them, and he took my brother around to the front of the truck to get consent to search the vehicle because it was his truck that I was driving.
Okay.
And I told Fred with the supervisor there listening, I said, look, Fred, these people are not your friends. Don't say another word to them. Their job is to write tickets and put people in jail, and that's exactly what they're doing up there. He's trying to get consent to search the car so he can find something to put us in jail for. Do not talk to them anymore. And he's like, okay. So the officer heard all that. And, where else? Brooks gave him consent. My brother gave him consent. He searched through the car. So we're standing on the road for at least an hour. It was over an hour. They didn't find anything because, everything was consumed by that point.
Now, Sam, you do realize that you probably would not have been on the road for at least an hour if you hadn't have done the whole window three quarters of the way up, don't show them your ID.
Not necessarily true.
The window down because, where you would stick your arm out of my brother's got this truck with 24-inch chrome rims on it, and the base of the window sits about 6 feet off the ground. So the officer was looking up at me. And so I had rolled the window down, but I rolled the others up.
Look, that officer stopped you because he thought that there was a very good chance he was going to find three drunk good old boys in that truck.
Or somebody that had just bought drugs from the black community in, the small town.
I don't think you're right about that, Mark. This officer obviously had a stick up his butt. He had an attitude problem. And
it was very likely. The man told him he wasn't going to give him the IDs,
Well, he's supposedly free to do that sort of thing.
Yes, but the officer believes that he is the highest authority in the world,
which is exactly why
his authority, you're going to have problems.
That's what I'm saying. I know what you're saying, but that's exactly why this officer was more likely than not to continue to harass Sam, whether or not he participated. This officer wanted to terry pat everybody, and he wanted to search the vehicle. He probably would have wanted to do those
things. Once he heard about the Supreme Court,
he would have wanted to do those things anyway, and I'm sure Sam would be able to tell us more. Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. He was there. Judging by the way he's describing this cop's attitude, this cop was on a mission to find something to arrest someone for. Not just warning somebody for stopping at a stop sign. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Also, on the way, do you think the Supreme Court's going to change its ruling with all these new immigration restrictions? Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Andy Dean here with you. And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free on the website, including the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of our site with over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. You can see what it's all about and get interactive at wiki.freetalklive.com. WIKI.freetalklive.com.
Perhaps you may own or know someone who does, a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing tasks of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. We go back to Sam in Texas telling us a story about something that happened to him over the weekend. He was out at a bar with some buddies in Texas, and on his way home, he was the designated driver. His two friends were a little on the drunken side and got pulled over for allegedly not coming to a complete stop at a stop sign, at which point he was then asked, as most drivers are asked, for license and registration, which he provided. The cop then proceeded to ask his compatriots for similar information, licenses, identification. And Sam cautioned his passengers that they didn't have to give away that information, that a Supreme Court ruling had made it very clear that only the driver is required by law to identify his or herself to the police. Am I correct so far, Sam?
Absolutely.
And you, Mark, say that was what the problem was. You say that set the cop off, that made it so the cop was going to continue harassing them, but there's no way to say for sure what would or would not have happened had Sam not taken this tact.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cops yanked you out of the car, they pulled the other guys out, and you accidentally consented to a search of your person, which you now realize was probably a mistake, but it really didn't matter anyway because they were going to search your car too, probably whether you liked it or not. Anyway, they got permission from your other passenger to search the car because it was the passenger's car and not yours, so they managed to cajole the drunken passenger into allowing a search, which then kept you on the side of the road for another entire hour as they combed through the vehicle. Now, Mark, if they were interested in just giving somebody a quick check and moving them on, they would have done a quick search, too.
Oh, I'm sure the cop's just dying to have his supervisor out there watching him the whole time. You know, his supervisor...
He called the supervisor.
Of course he did, because what he realized he had on his hands was a constitutional jailhouse lawyer here. And the last thing he wanted to do is step into some constitutional bull patties.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So the fact is, they don't like this crap.
They don't like the Constitution.
You could be cussing out his mom, and you'd probably do a little bit better than telling him, look, you don't have the authority to go through my wallet, officer.
Right.
Have you ever read the Fourth Amendment, sir? when you're doing crap like this. Now, I'm not saying that it's bad to do this. I have done it on my own. What I'm saying is there's a lot of variables in this particular instance, and Sam revealed this in the beginning. First off, he has two drunk compatriots who, you know, one of which is just sort of a friend. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right.
One's my brother. The other is one of my brother's employees.
Right. He doesn't exactly trust you with his life. Okay. These two friends are drunk. Sam doesn't own the vehicle. Mm-hmm. There is not in the vehicle a video camera or an audio.
There was, actually.
What's that?
I did have my video camera, and as soon as
was
I yelled to Fred, I said, Fred, get my video camera out and get this on tape. But he was too scared to do it.
Right, yeah. What I mean is that you don't have one of those in-truck mounted cameras with audio that you can record the entire interaction so that you can put it up on YouTube and have the officer fired later, like the one kid did. This is the way it needs to be done. And when you have the more variables you have, the worse it's going to go. That's all I'm saying. And it went pretty poorly, Sam?
Nobody
ended up in jail.
Let me tell you how it ended. And I would agree with you. Getting cameras, the revolution is going to be won by taking a lot of shots with video cameras.
Yes.
And just exposing this. And once people see, they'll choose something different.
Yep, they will. I would totally agree with you on that.
Okay. So he had finished searching the car. We're all three hanging out back there. He says, you know, you guys can go back in the truck. So I'm still kept in the back, though, but my brother and his friend are in the cab again.
Mm-hmm.
The supervisor says, you know, Tom, come here for a minute. Let me talk to you. And they have kind of a animated discussion for a few minutes. And then the supervisor comes back over to me and he says, okay, now let me tell you what we're going to do. We'll write you a ticket for having no proof of insurance because my brother couldn't find his insurance card.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to give you a warning on the stop sign. Now, if we did that, would you feel like you've been treated fairly?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Well, I'm thinking, let's see. I was driving down the road. I haven't harmed anyone. And I've been pulled over, threatened at gunpoint. You've rifled through all my things. You've kept me for over an hour. And now you're going to make it up to me by giving me some piece of paper and having me jump through a bunch more of your hoops.
So your answer was?
I don't think that's fair.
Right, and they wanted, what they wanted you to say was, oh, yes, officer, thank you, and just,
you
know, let me go. You
said no, it was not fair?
Well, actually, I realized at that point that I was actually getting through to these guys and covering some ground with them and telling them, okay, well, I don't really believe in the state, so let me tell you, you know, that wouldn't have helped my situation at all, or I think it would have alienated them to the point where everything I had done up to that point would have been useless.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yeah, you know, that, I guess that's fair. The other officer, Officer Thompson, comes over. He explains, you know, the whole thing. I signed the ticket. And then I said, you know, would you talk to me, to the cop that was really aggressive with me? I said, would you talk to me about this? And he said, well, yeah, I'll talk to you, boy. You know, he still had that attitude.
Right. This boy thing is the first part that needs to go.
Yeah.
Because he works for you.
Exactly. So
no, he doesn't.
Only in theory.
It's just fantasy land, though.
Right.
We eventually, what upset him was the fact that there was a passenger in the back consenting, and I was directly contradicting him by telling the passenger to say no.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what set him off. And, you know, they backed up on, well, we don't know who we're pulling over. I said, yeah, I understand that. It could be anything from a murderer to a grandma, and you have no idea.
Because the murderer is going to whip out their driver's license and show it to you when you ask. Because that guy could have been a murderer, and he was consenting to give me his driver's license.
To be fair, you never know what a traffic stop is going to turn into.
You never know what a traffic stop is going to turn into. That's absolutely true.
So we kind of talked through that, and eventually he kind of let his guard down a little bit, and I felt like we had a good exchange, and they maybe gave a little bit on their position, and I certainly gave a lot on mine, but
yeah, you did.
I felt like I've made some ground, and it was a good interaction. Hopped in the car, and off we went.
So wait, what are you going to have to pay in damages on this one?
Well, nothing, because my brother has proof of insurance. He's got insurance on his truck. He just didn't have the card.
So it's one of these things where you can prove it later, and it's fine?
Yeah, mail it in to him. That'll get dismissed, and the stop sign was a warning. Now, this is a great thing that I like about Julia's campaign is changing out the stop signs with yield signs.
Yeah.
When you think about it, when there's no corpus delicti, meaning no injured party, and the Supreme Court says you have to have that to have damages, what's the difference factually between a yield sign and a stop sign? It's that the cops can pull you over, search your car, and write you tickets.
You got it, Sam. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate the story. And by the way, Sam has made a fantastic video of his interaction with some tax office bureaucrat. You can go to nhfree.com's forum, search for Honesty at the Tax Office if you want to see it. I really enjoyed it. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
SpyBill.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBill.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBill.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBill.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBill.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBill.com today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something new to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10% at LegalZoom.com. We just finished talking with Sam in Texas about a story about him getting pulled over and harassed by the police in Texas. And the issue, or one of the issues in his story, was the fact that his passengers, by Supreme Court decision, don't have to show their identification to the police.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the cops don't like that very much. And I was just thinking, we started the show out by talking about how next year in January, the borders, both the Mexican and Canadian borders in this country, are going to get much more restrictive. They're going to require you to have a passport in order to re-enter the country. Or you'll have to have a driver's license combined with a birth certificate. Something to prove you're a U.S. citizen in order to re-enter the country. And I was thinking to myself, well, doesn't that sort of conflict with the Supreme Court decision about not having to show identification? Does the Supreme Court decision not apply to the borders of the United States? Because if the Supreme Court says that passengers don't have to show ID, then I guess it's the border. At that point, you're not in the United States, right? So you're outside of the United States trying to get back in, and so you can show you can be required to show your ID.
I don't know what I don't know what the requirements are. Essentially, when they pass a rule, you've got to follow it, and it has to be struck down by the Supreme Court 10 years later.
That's a good point. I just feel like eventually the Supreme Court might change its mind on this one because they're going to be under a lot of pressure. Because eventually, we know that they're already making these, they already have these internal checkpoints. So you've got the border patrol, you've got the border checkpoints, where they're asking people for ID, and the lines are getting longer and longer. And we also have these internal checkpoints that are definitely within the United States. And they're asking people for, they're asking people if they are citizens, but it's not yet a requirement that you prove it. It's not yet a requirement that you show your papers inside of the country. So eventually they're going to want to go in that direction. They are moving towards that end, and they're not going to like very much that Supreme Court decision. So I wonder if that will be challenged. I wonder if it will be overturned. I wonder how long it will be before these things happen. Just we predicted it here first. I feel like that's coming down the pipe. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Justin in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello, Justin.
Hi. I like to talk about... Just last night, there was a girl, just a little girl, about 15 years old, got arrested for cussing in public, and they called it disorderly conduct. They had six officers to arrest one little girl.
Where was this?
Little girl.
Where did this happen, Justin?
Right in my neighborhood.
And what was the circumstances? I mean, were you passing
by? She just said a cuss word in public. That was it.
Was the cop there when she said the cuss word, or were the cops called because of that?
I don't know. That's the part I do not know. But I know they had six officers arresting one little girl, a harmless little girl. I seen her. She's skinny. She can't hurt anybody, you know?
Well, it's a new world. It's a new new America where it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you didn't hurt anyone. If you hurt a cop's feelings, that's enough to arrest somebody, apparently.
Yeah.
Thanks for the story, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Is that really what we need officers arresting people for? I mean, can't adults handle this situation where a 15-year-old foul-mouthed little girl is
apparently not
causing problems? We need the police to drag her away?
We need the potty-mouthed police, apparently. 800-259-9231 to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Yeah, hi, hon. You were just talking about those police officers. Something happened to me, too. About that, I was at a stop sign. Another car was in front of me. Mm-hmm. And this police car comes up behind us, and he's got his lights on. So we figure he's going to some emergency, you know?
Yeah, right, sure.
So we both turned, and I went down this little graded road there, and I had to go across the road to pick my son up. He was waiting for me to pick him up. And so, anyway, I stopped at the end of the little road, then I crossed the road and went into the yard. Anyway, this officer follows me in there, and he starts, you know, running his mouth and saying, oh, that I was speeding and I wasn't. And then he said that I didn't stop the stop sign, and that's not true. And my son was right. He was really mad. He gave him a few choice words. And so, anyway, he even threatened me, too.
The cop did?
Yeah.
In what way?
And,
what did he threaten you for or with? Or
he just threatened, you know, for me to go to jail. And, I mean, this is crazy. I mean, it's getting, I'm beginning to wonder. I called the sheriff department because, I mean, he just acted like he wasn't together. You know what I'm saying? And so, anyway, I called up there and, you know, let him know. And maybe he didn't even, on the ticket, he didn't even write the right information. He thought we were somewhere else than where we were.
He was disoriented.
He didn't write the actual, the correct location on the ticket?
Yeah.
Now, does that mean it can get thrown out? You know how these guys
come on.
It does mean
so the
that?
Thing was, I warned the sheriff from, I said, you know, I said, we're all ingesting a lot of neurological poisons in our food. And I said, I think, you know, you need to have your guys checked out. I said,
he's not acting right. He's been drinking too much Diet Coke.
Well,
crazy.
No, but I mean, you know, we are, I mean, a lot of stuff we're eating is really messing people up.
And, you know what, Paula, I don't think that's it. I think that, and what I appreciate what you're saying, and I'm sure there's some bad foods out there. I think that what we're dealing with here is, what was it the guy called? The gentleman called in a couple days ago and said that back in the 50s, they used to have a disorder for this. It was like authoritarian syndrome disorder for cops that were really high on on a power trip. Mm-hmm. That's all this is. It's not food. It's the fact that they believe they have authority over you, and they get this attitude, this high and mighty, we're better than you are attitude, and that's where this all comes from, Paula.
Yeah, do other things, too, I want to let y'all know about. I gave a voice of information on your station line. I don't know if you got it or not. But anyway, we found out this thing that was on your program about that they were going to bring black water to our sheriff departments and to our police departments.
Blackwater's gonna watch over the citizens now.
Yeah, well, anyway, I got a hold of some reps. They said this was illegal, and with this investigation going on it. And also, this thing with the Browns, the representatives are working on it now, and they violated the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution, the officers did.
No representatives are working on anything for the Browns.
Yeah, they are.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, I even called the New Hampshire representatives, and they didn't know he'd been, mistreated. I mean, it says right there in the Constitution about this. I read it to them. I mean, they can't do this.
You know, Paula, I'm so glad you're out there getting active and doing things that you think are right. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Some of the things she does, I don't know if I agree with. I don't know if they're going to have any effect.
At least she's doing something. She's doing a heck of a lot more than most people.
She sure is. 1-800-259-9231, but I don't believe her on that last one.
That the representatives are...
That anybody's doing anything for Ed or Elaine
Brown. I believe that she believes it.
Anybody within the government. I don't believe that. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. Also, we started an email a while back, and we never really got finished with it.
Really?
In fact, we barely even got through the beginning of it. And it's just so good. It's just so... It's a listener who considers himself a liberal. Now, I don't know what that means, really, but he thinks he does. So...
Well, he has his own definition, and it's difficult. These titles are applied to whomever, however, and it's difficult to even know what... to Rush Limbaugh, a liberal is anybody who disagrees with him. to a liberal, it's a socialist. That's what it is. But to Rush Limbaugh, it's somebody who disagrees. So, what is it?
So
Rush Limbaugh called us liberals before.
I'm going to jump into this email here. He's talking about the Constitution. And Section 8, where it talks about how the Congress shall have the power to provide for the general welfare of the United States. He says, a lot of people, as I do, define this as social programs also. Its original meaning was meant to help us pursue happiness. I believe if you're starving, then you're not happy. In my opinion, a market, a free market, if you will, that's not regulated, allows for unfettered greed and needless deaths. Big pharma and insurance companies are just two companies who have a grasp on our markets, making our citizens pay astronomical fees for our medications and treatments. See how we can...
Absolutely true.
There's just so much...
What? Yeah, it's absolutely true. Big pharma does have a huge grasp on, the markets. And
but
why?
Not because they got there in the market.
What's that?
Not because the market got them there.
No, because the government did. Because they managed to get the FDA on their side.
Exactly. We'll continue with more destroying his arguments in moments. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowedgesacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are for free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then amp up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get involved in the Amplifier program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that since we give you all the features on our website for free, we ask on the back end, we say, hey, you like the show? Send us a few bucks a month. And I do mean a few. It's only three. That's all we're asking for. And it adds up. We've got hundreds of our listeners that have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers and send us that money, and that means that we can more effectively promote this show and get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. So if that feels like something that you might want to get behind, go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll learn about the perks, like access to the amp-only chat room, the camera, you can access the studio cam, if you, whether or not you're an amplifier, but there's a secret chat room that goes along with the studio camera.
Ah.
Only amplifiers have access to. Also the forum and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Back to the email box from a listener who considers himself a liberal. He's talking about how the Constitution allegedly provides for the Congress being able to provide for the common and general welfare of the United States. And then
he mentions that, the pursuit of happiness and that kind of
right.
thing. And if somebody's not able to eat, that they can't pursue happiness. And what's his name?
His name is Caden.
Caden. And Caden, I need you.
Dustin.
Oh, Dustin. Excuse me.
Dustin. The name at the end was different from the name at the beginning.
I need you to understand that I really can't pursue happiness unless I have a Learjet and a yacht. All right.
Well, he's going to argue that you need to eat in order to live. You don't need a Learjet. But what he's not realizing about the whole pursuit of happiness thing is if you deserve food because you've been put on this earth, that means that somebody has to go and pick it for you. And
right.
that means somebody
has to
bring it to
you. The right to life doesn't mean the right to that somebody else needs to provide you with sustenance to sustain your life. I mean, I can't just not work and not do anything and expect other people to sustain my life.
You certainly shouldn't be.
I have the right not to have my life taken from me by some authoritarian. But this is the sort of the difference between rights where it requires people to do something for you mm-hmm. and rights where they come from within you. The only rights that you can ever possibly have are rights that come from within you. The right to a religion, the right to speech, the right to, you know, pursue happiness. All these things, they come from the inside. Rights from the outside, the right to health care, the right to an education,
right to
the right
food.
To medical care, none of this stuff. That's all crap that's
what
been handed on. Handed up to us by socialists.
Right. Cavemen didn't have a right to food. They had to go out and beat it up and
right.
pull it off of trees.
I mean, how is it that now that suddenly we have a government and suddenly there's some wealthy people around that you have rights that didn't exist before these wealthy people were around?
Good question. In my opinion, he says, a free market, it's not regulated, allows for unfettered greed and needless deaths. Well, really, all that tells
me,
Dustin,
opinion about not knowing what a free market is,
right.
because you've never seen one, Dustin.
Exactly. We don't live in a free market today. We live in a mixed economy where there's all kinds of government involvement in industry and in business. And what we've found is that greed is dangerous when you combine it with power.
Mm-hmm.
And power comes from government structures, okay? You don't get power by being in charge of Walmart,
right?
Okay?
Walmart doesn't have power that has not been given to it by the government.
Walmart has never put a gun to my head and forced me through their doors. I've gone through voluntarily every single time.
Walmart has power because it makes people happy outside of the marketplace.
But it doesn't have that
in the
marketplace. It's not power. So power's not an accurate term.
Walmart might have influence
in our lives, but it's our choice every single time to go there. If all of a sudden Walmart stops making people happy, if its customers decide that for whatever reason they don't want to shop there anymore, then all of Walmart's power goes away as the customers go away. See, in the free marketplace, greedy businessmen can only profit by satisfying consumers. So you cannot have true dangerous greed in the marketplace. It's okay if a business owner is greedy in a free market because, again, if he's providing a valuable product and a valuable service at a decent price, he's going to get customers.
Right. The only thing he's going to get for his greed is the only thing that's going to result in is him doing good things for other people.
Right.
That's how the free market works.
It's when that greedy business owner gets in charge of the reins of the state, when he gets in charge of government or gets one of his friends elected to government, and that his friends or he decides to pass laws that protect his business from new competition, which we see in the form of regulations and licensing today. These aren't things that protect consumers. They're sold as ideas that protect consumers, but in reality, they protect the existing business owners from new competition. Therefore, combining that greed with the power puts those business owners in a much more powerful and influential position than they would normally be in a free marketplace. But let's go on. He says the policies of privatization create issues like we had with Katrina and Walter Reed. Wait a minute.
Katrina and Walter Reed were both issues that were caused by the government. I mean,
Katrina, they didn't even let anybody who was private in there at all. It was FEMA locking out Walmart. Walmart tried to bring in trucks full of water and ice, and FEMA said, sorry, turn around.
Right.
You're not allowed.
Walter Reed's a government hospital. Maybe there were some private contractors that were working in the government hospital. Maybe they dropped the ball. But let's talk about the private hospitals that work every single day, Dustin. I mean, what you're doing is you're taking a government example that's been, where they've used government force to fund this thing and then handed it over to some private contractors. But
yes.
Let's talk about hospitals where people had the choice to go, not ones where they're essentially, they're coerced to some extent to go to.
Well, they're given they're promised free care.
Right, in the same way that, I mean, Walter Reed's a crappy hospital in the same way that public schools stink and private schools are a lot better.
Exactly.
Dustin, if you had a child, where would you want to send it? To a stinking government school, which you know are the worst ones in our communities? Or would you rather send that child to a public school, all things being equal?
Great question. But with the Walter Reed case, and I think you're right, Mark, there were some privatization things going on there where they brought in some companies to take care of some things. That's the problem with the term privatization. That term
has
been
destroyed. Talk about the ambulance service that was going during Katrina.
The ambulance service.
Don't you remember the private ambulance service? All the ambulance drivers in New Orleans had left. They decided, we're out of there.
Oh,
there was
right.
one emergency provider that just stayed on. They weren't actually from New Orleans. They were from, somewhere.
One of the surrounding
areas. And they made calls for them as long as they possibly could.
Mm-hmm.
They stayed on and they did their jobs. private contractors that did this. Government employees left. Why, Dustin? Because they don't care about
you. The point I was making was that the term privatization or privatized has been destroyed by these half-assed government privatization efforts, where what happens is the government selects some, you know, greedy businessman or whatever who's got friends in government and says, okay, we want you to come in here and do accounting for us. So we're going to privatize the accounting. And therefore, you know, they bring a private company in to take care of one of the aspects of the government bureaucracy. And then inevitably, when that doesn't go that well, because it's still a government bureaucracy, just part of it's being privatized, they can turn around and blame privatization. They can say, see, we told you this privatization stuff doesn't work. And that's his email is a perfect example of how people have just destroyed the term privatization.
Yeah.
So it's really that's another one you should stay away from when you're trying to communicate to people. I like marketize better, which if you are having a government program partially run by a private company, that's not marketization. Marketization is full on transition from government program to something voluntarily funded. Anyway, corporations, he says, do not always have the commons in mind and are bound by law to make their stockholders happy first. This means money.
Who would have thought that corporations did have the commons in mind?
I don't know what that means.
It probably means that Exxon's going to destroy our park system. They're going to rain oil down on the trees and pump out sewage or whatever, you know, this greedy gobbledygook out there that exists.
Right.
Look, we wouldn't propose for a second the commons. Have you ever looked at public parks compared to privately maintained amusement parks and those kind of things? There's no comparison at all.
I know I'd rather go to the bathroom at Disney World than in any public park any day.
Yeah, do you remember that the public restroom when we were out in California near the handball courts?
Oh, yes, in Venice Beach.
Oh, my God, it was the most horrifying experience ever. I wouldn't touch anything in there.
Yeah. That's the kind of thing where I use my foot to open doors and stuff.
Mm.
Anyway,
I wish I had a blowtorch to open that door.
He says this means money, not people, are more important to them. Now, we should all... we need to point this out. Corporations are a creation. And I was thinking about this the other night, Mark. I've never used this one on the air before.
Mm-hmm.
But corporations are a creation of the most evil corporation of them all. It's true. There is the most evil corporation out there. It's the government.
Yep.
The government is incorporated. The government incorporated, and then it created sub-corporations for business people to create for themselves in order to insulate themselves from lawsuits, in order to insulate themselves, to protect themselves using the power of the government. So once again, the reason why corporations are dangerous to whatever extent they are is because they're in bed with the most evil corporation of all, the government. Anyway, 800.
And corporations should be, the people that run corporations should be liable for their actions in the same way that government employees that hurt people, they should be liable for their actions,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231.
Somebody's bad idea of socialism, if that hurts somebody, well, they should be held responsible.
More big government debunking. This email isn't done. We'll finish it up in hour number 3, and you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.